Welcome to this final episode of What is the Gospel? Get yourself a coffee and a notebook and let's get into it. So today we're going to look into one other thing that the gospel truly is, and that is that the gospel is giving assurance of salvation. The gospel is giving assurance of salvation. There are many religions and there are many beliefs and faiths in the world who are promising eternal life, and most of those faiths and those religions, they are actually work-based, meaning if I do X, Y, Z, then there will hopefully be a paradise or a nirvana or whatever coming after this life. But none of those faiths actually give the believer and the practicer of that faith assurance of salvation. I've been in many countries and asking many questions to those that I met, and one thing that none of them can really give an answer to is if they have assurance of salvation. Before I was a believer, I wanted to have that assurance before I put my faith in Christ. But you know what? When it comes to the gospel of Jesus, things are a bit reversed. What do I mean with that? I mean that when you put your faith in the gospel, God does a supernatural act inside of our hearts. The Bible describes that He gives us a new heart and a new spirit within us when we receive Christ. When that happens, God also deposits down into the heart the assurance of salvation. This deep, deep, deep knowing that I know that I know that I know that my heart is right with God, and I will spend eternity in heaven together with this God because of the work of Jesus Christ, what He has accomplished for us. You know, the Bible really wants us to understand and to come into the full enjoyment of knowing that we are assured when it comes to our salvation. If we look into 1 John 5, and we're going to read from verse 11 to 13. This is the Apostle John. He's describing and he's wanting us to really come to a grasp that God wants us to have assurance of the salvation that He has given us. Here it says from verse 11, "And this is the testimony that God has given us eternal life, and this life is in His Son. He who has the Son has life. He who does not have the Son does not have life. These things I have written to you who believe in the name of the Son of God." Why? "That you may know that you have eternal life, and that you may continue to believe in the name of the Son of God." This disciple, whom describes himself as the disciple that Jesus loved, he wanted not only those in the sphere of his influence there, but he also sent out letters to really assure those who had faith in Jesus that through faith in Him, we have this amazing assurance of eternal life. And he just wanted to establish them in that very fact. We can read of the same apostle in John 20, verse 30 to 31. Here it says that, "And truly, Jesus did many other signs in the presence of His disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you may have life in His name." By believing, you may have life in His name. So believing in Jesus is more than just a blank and empty faith. It is putting your faith and trust in another. And when you do that, He gives that supernatural assurance of salvation. I will just read one more to you from John 5, and this is Jesus' own words. We read from verse 24. Jesus says, "Most assuredly I say to you, he who hears my word and believes in him who sent me has," doesn't say will have one day in the future, but it says, "has everlasting life and shall not come into judgment, but has passed from death to life." A believer in Christ has passed from death to life, and God grants an assurance of salvation. I just want to show you a clip of a video from Ethiopia. We were in a place called Boni. You know, what I'm just sharing with you now is what we really want people to get. When we are exporting the gospel, we want people to come to an assurance of salvation. Take a look at this.
God in heaven. Thank you for sending Jesus. To pay for my sin. Jesus, thank you.
Yesus galato mi jada.
For paying for my sin.
Chubukov wangati bastef galato mi jada.
Free. So I just want to thank you so much for standing with us in your prayers and finances over these days, and we are rejoicing together in what has happened here in Boni.
Hallelujah.
Wow, isn't that wonderful to see what the Lord is doing throughout the nations? And you know, as we are speaking of today, that God really wants us to have assurance of salvation. The Bible is filled with one particular statement that I want to end off this series with. And that is a statement that comes throughout the Old Testament and into the New Testament. And it's a word from the Lord that he really repeats because he wants to assure us of this very promise that he has given. I want to read from Psalm 18 verse 3. And I'm going to actually take some Bible verses now and read them, because I want you and I to really to grasp the heart of God when it comes to having assurance of salvation. Here it says, this is actually David who says it. He says, I will call upon the Lord who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies. David, he knew that when he called upon the name of the Lord, he would be saved. It was not a question for David. And we go on to read also in Joel, who was prophesying about the times of Christ and the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. But he says, you know, that there will come a time where he says that in Joel 2 verse 32, he says, it shall come to pass that whosoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. This word shall, God doesn't use that too often, but when it comes to salvation, when it comes to being born again and becoming a believer, this word comes again and again and again. We also read in Isaiah 45 and verse 17, it says, and it shall come to pass that whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. But Israel shall be saved by the Lord with an everlasting salvation. You shall not be ashamed or disgraced forever and ever. In Acts 2, we read from verse 21, and it shall come to pass that whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. And the last one, in Romans 10 and verse 13, it says, for whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. The gospel is matchless in its declaration of the assurance of eternal life. You know, in John 1 and verse 12, it says, as many as receive him, he give them the right to become his own children. And that's really what God wants. He wants us to become his children who knows that we are forgiven, who know that we belong to our Father in heaven, who know that they have everlasting life on the basis of what Jesus had done. Have you called upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ? Do you know people around you who have not the assurance of salvation? Pass on this little nugget that you received today, that God wants us to have assurance of salvation. And when we call upon the name of Jesus, God has promised to give us eternal life, which comes with an assurance that we have actually received it in Jesus' name. So God bless you. I hope you have enjoyed this series, and I will be back with some more in not too long. So God bless you. Have a wonderful, wonderful day.